Kervos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Chof Zion. And we're still here continuing this discussion about the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai that Rabbi Yochanan had said that if you have money that has not been specified, right, not been designated for something, so by Nozer, right, it can go to Nedavos. So we had still been talking about this Halacha. We're going to basically talk about this until, more or less, right, until the Mishnah on Chof Ches. So we have a bit of the same discussion over here. More or less, right, dancing around the same topic. So we're about five or six lines up. Amalei Rav Shimi bar Ashi, Lerav of Papa. My Tamayo de Rabbanon. Right, what is the reason for the Rabbanon? Right, that everybody that has been saying that, again, that you can. It's to preface. Right, the last thing we talked about yesterday, right, was that this applies to money, and then we had mentioned that it also applies in various degrees, right, depending on who you hold like, right, to items that are easily converted to money. So we started off by talking about an animal that has a mum. We mentioned a bar of silver, right? Some pieces of wood for building, right? Against that's what we mentioned, right? That maybe depending on where you are, right? We said the beams for building definitely not, but it could be depending on who you hold. Like silver, maybe could be as if it is stuman, as if it is most stuman, that is money that is not designated. Right, depending on who you hold. Like, so I'm there. So he said, my to my rabbanon. What's the reason, right, that it's only money? Meaning that when you limit it, when you're saying it's only money, right, so what meaning, how do you limit it? How far do you draw the line between money and other easily, right, or uneasily converted items? Right, Amri, maus v'lo behema, v'lo naska, maus v'lo behema, v'lo naska, maus v'lo svara. Right, same meaning, it says money, right? Well, we're talking about money. Again, then we said that the halakha l'mashinah is money that is not set aside, right? Excluding anything else. Right? Excluding all these items, again, depending on how you hold like. So, elamayata, if that's true, if we're saying money and not anything else, it's only money that's not been designated, so most for the ofos. We should also say, right, money and not birds, meaning that any birds, right, should be mefureshes. Meaning that, and they should, therefore, if we have a chatas in there, right, again, if you remember the kind of birds, the cane of birds, the pair of birds, let's say that a metzorah, for example, or a zav, what your lettuce brings, so that's a korban ola v'yor, right, and one of them is an ola, one of them is a chatas. So if you have a chatas that is specified, right, that is designated, so that is left to die, that's not left for the nedava. Chitei mehechanam, and if you're telling me that that's true, right, that that's what we do with the birds, So Ella had the Amar of Chista, right? In Akinim Misparshos, Ella Iblikichas Bailim Ibis Yes Cohen, right? The only way, there are two ways to designate, there are two stages in the Korban process where you can designate these birds, right? Which one they are. Either the owner can do it, or the Cohen, right? When he gets the birds in the Beis Hamikdash, he can do it as well. So, but if it's true that you're telling me, right, that, again, that you're not, if the birds are, going to end up, they're specified, the tree like Mefereshes, so Amai Hamos Gemirin Lo, right, meaning it's only money, meaning how can a Kohen, right, make, determine which is which, right, it's only, right, by the time the birds get to the Kohen, if they're birds, and we're saying it's only money that remains unspecified, that remains stumim, right, and all other items are not, so therefore by the time it gets to the Kohen, right, the Kohen should not be able to choose Chatas or Ola, because it's designated already. It's considered to be designated already. And the Bailam didn't make a decision as to which is which, so the Kohen can't make a decision which is which, because maybe he's bringing the Ola as the Chatas, and the Chatas as the Ola. And if you remember, we pointed out, right, that the sprinkling on the Mizbeach is different, right? You can't mix those two up, and that's a big problem. So Amalei, so Papa said back to him, let's make according to that logic, right, the Sahad the time, what about the following Mishnah? Is later on Masechta, Havi Shalosh Behemos Velo Perish, right? If a Nazir brought three animals, didn't say which is which, right? Again, a Nazir at the end of his Naziris brings three Korbanos and all the Chatas and Shlam. So he sets aside three animals and doesn't say which is which. So Ruli the Chatas Takiv Chatas, the Ola Takiv Ola, the Shlam Takiv Shlamim. So the one that is relevant for each is brought. I mean, you line them up, the chatas, the one that should be a chatas, the one that should be an ola, the one that should be a shlamim. Now, just to clarify, and this will actually spoil the answer, but just to clarify, those korbanos need to be from different animals. Meaning that the chatas is a kivsa, is a female sheep, or probably a lamb more accurately. The ola is a zachar, is a male sheep or lamb, whatever you want to phrase it. And the shlamim is an ayal, is a ram. So those are different animals. So the Gemara obviously is going to answer the difference is because that is obvious. I mean, those are obvious. But the question is, meaning the Rav Mishum Gamliel says that if you don't specify which animal is which, so you bring whichever is fit for each korban as the korban. So the Gemara says, am I? Why? Ha Marta, didn't you just tell me that behema lav kumavreshes damia, that an animal is not mufureshes? But so how can you designate these three animals if they're not been mufureshes? So Amar Leiser, so Shimi Barash said back to him, so Hasam, because there's a pasuk over there, right? By that case, by the Nazir, Velakach also Amar Rachman. I mean, the pasuk says Velakach, right? Really is Velakcha, right? The pasuk says, if you just see on the side here, Velom Titsa Yoda De Ser, Velakcha Shtesorim, which Nebreo, no? Right? Echad Eleva Chatas. And then the pasuk says, right, also, right, Vyasa Gawain, Echad Chatas, Vyachad Olav, Repair Eleva Gawain, Lefne Hashem Mizovo, right? Vyasa, right? Again, it says, Vyasa Usa Makohain. Right, so that's you have the Gzeres Shovah over there. Evil kichat baylim, evil ibasias kohen. Now you have two choices. You have two times to designate. Right, that's talking about the kinim. Right, they're talking about the birds. And that's what the Torah is saying. That literally, v'lakchash tesorim. Either she takes, meaning the baylim, the owner. Right, it says she because usually it's oyoledes, as a woman that gives birth. Not usually, but often. So she would take those birds, or right the coin, but also Osama coin, or the coin does it. So you have a specific puzzle that says that those are the two options. So if you tell me that's the split, problem is Hachanami so too over here by the Nazir, Nimatz's Amr's Hadin the Chazis Tikrivola. Meaning that over there you have a puzzle. Right? Meaning over there you have a puzzle. And therefore again the puzzle gives the coin, right, the ability to tell me, right, which is which. So obviously, right, up until that point, right, the birds are not mufureshes. The birds are not specified, right? They're not designated. But and here also by the Nazir, right, you can't bring, right, the animals for other korbanos, right? The animal, the chatas has got to be a male, right? The chatas has got to be female. The ola has got to be male. Right, so therefore, and that's what it says, right? Mimasas amr said, "Then the chatas takiv ola hachanakeva hachazacher." Right, so you can't mess them up. So therefore, in that case, also, right, it would line up, even though you had designated them specifically. Okay, Masi Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said the following shaila: Mi amrinan, right? Behima bailas mum, right? Kastuma damia, right? We had said before, one of the things we said before, that if an animal has a mum, right, that's like it's sasum. Why? Because a mum can't be brought on his back; it has to be sold. Right, so therefore, it's only limkor, right? It's going to be sold. Meaning, how do you know, right, that this animal that has a mum is considered to be most stumim, money that is not specified? Because tashma, I'll bring you a proof. And it's not really a proof, it's really a kasha. Ketzad, amru ha'ish megaleach al niziros aviv. How do we say that a guy gets, it takes a, get, meaning megaleach al niziros aviv, meaning that he means, doesn't mean he gets shaved by his father's niziros, but it means that he basically can use, the korban, the money of the his father's niziros. That you know, obviously, again, the case is the Iker Chasim and Sefer, once again, is that the father was a Nazir and he died, right? He had separated money, right, for his korbanos. And now this guy is a Nazir, his son is a Nazir as well, right? So you can use that money to shave, shaving, right, for a Nazir means shaving at the end of his Naziris, right, to bring his korbanos. So when is that? So that's Bisman Shahaya, just to add the Bach takes out the word who, right? So Bisman Shahaya Aviv Niz Nazir. Right, the fact that when his father was a Nazir, I guess Iker is not Chazir and Sefer, it explains. Right, sorry about that. When does that happen, that a son can use his father's money, so for the Nazir's korbanos? If the father was a Nazir, v'hifrish aviv maos l'nazir also, and he separated money, right, for his Nazir's, v'meis, and the father dies, v'amar, and then the son said, arini Nazir, amal na'as, shagalech al maos abo. Right, on condition, right, that I used my father's money for the korbanos, guy, kid maybe doesn't have so much money, I'm going to use that money to already set aside for my korbanos. Bach just adds Ein ze megaleach al mos aviv. Ein ze megaleach al mos aviv. Or should be probably Hareza, no? Where is it? The Bach over here. Hailomos stumim. Ah, I mean, it's stumim. Meaning that in that case, it doesn't work. But hailomos stumos. But if he had money that was stumos, then yiplu l'nadava. Then it falls out to be a nadava. Haisel behemim mefureshes. A little bit straight. There's a girsa, right? There's a girsa over here, a little bit different. One second. Yeah, sorry. I thought there was a Gyrza over here, a little bit of a different Gyrza. Okay, I'm fine. Let's go a little right there, because the point is at the end right now. Highest low payments for Resha. High low most stumos. If you had money that was most also that was not designated, then yiplu the nadava. Right, then the money goes for nadava. Right, this is not right. This is not. Where's the? I'm trying to find the proper Gyrza. All right, we'll just keep up. We have to go right a little bit. Haizlo behemoth mufreshes chatos move for. If he had an animal set aside, then chatos tamos. Then obviously the chatos has to die, as we said before. The ola tekrivola, you can bring the ola. The shlamim yikru shlamim, and the shlamim you can bring a shlamim. So the gemara says, my lava filu balas mum. Isn't, and the proof is at the end here. Isn't, aren't we talking about a balas mum, and that the animal is mufreshes and you can bring it as a korban? So the gemara says, lo tamima. No, we're talking about proper animals, animals that are tamim that do not have a mum. And those are the animals that you would bring at the korban. But we're not saying that an animal that has a mum, right, is mefureshes, and it doesn't impact our case at all. I have a balas mum kastuma damia. Right, but what do you mean? But the animal that has a mum is like stasum my iria mouse. So then, why does the brisa talk about money? Meaning, the brisa talks at the end about animals that are brothers korbanos. If the brisa at the beginning talks about money, right? If you tell me that animals that have a mum, right, are treated as money. Why doesn't Lema? Why don't you just say Haizlo buy him about this mum? You put in a nadava that if the animal had a mum, then it could be a nadava, right? That it's treated as money, because that would make the lashon and the brisa very clear, right? Just talking about animals entirely. If the animal has a mum, X. If the animal doesn't have a mum, then Y. Right? You just parallel the whole language. So the Gemara says Achanami, ain't Achanami. You're right. Balas mum lemay kedisha ledami, right? Because it could have said that, but okay, in ekonami. But balas mum, what is it for? Meaning, what is a balas mum? Animal that has a mum, right, is going to be sold. It's basically worth dummy, worth money. So dummy nami, dummy hiney mouse, and that's exactly money. So it's like the Mishnah, right, talked about an animal with a mum, because when it mentioned money, it meant an animal that's going to end up like money. Right, so therefore, I guess the language in the brisa does line up as we wanted to. Okay, now this brisa is basically going to take us to the Mishnah, an Amud Aleph now. And basically, we've been saying that a balas mum, right, an animal that has a mum, is like stumim, is like maus stumim, and therefore, you know, you can give it to nadava, etc., for the mizbeach. So masiv rava. Rava is going to ask a kasha on that from the following brisa. We're going to get to the end of the kasha tomorrow. Korbano, pasuk says korbano. This pasuk is talking about a korban chatos. It says a couple of times korbano. So bekorbano hu yotzei v'ena yotzei bekorbano v'if. He can only use, right, his or korban, not his father's. So yochel, you might have thought, you might have thought that when can you not use your father's korban, meaning if a person's father sets aside a korban and then he passes away, so the korban is available, or the animal is available, rather. So when might you have thought that we say the halacha that a son cannot use his father's korban if it's a different severity of avera? If the father's was a serious avera, or the son was lighter, or the son was more serious and the father was lighter. What's an example of those? So if you look at the Rush says that minakala, what's a light avera? What's a non-serious avera? Again, when do you bring a korban chatas? Just to be clarified, you bring a korban chatas when you do an avera b'shogeg that would get you karis, right? Or maybe skila, right? Or sometimes, okay, fine. So minakala, what's a light avera? Chaylev v'dam v'shar chay v'chatos. If you look at the Rush, right, the Maskol Minakala, right, it says chayla. If you eat chayla, if you eat forbidden fats or blood or any other chatos, that you wouldn't get skila if you did them on purpose. But al chamura, what's a serious avera? Shabbos avodah zara. Right, again, we kind of usually don't group Shabbos together with avodah zara, but they are. Shabbos is just as bad, right? They are very, very serious averas. Right, a more serious avera is that if you would get skila for doing the b'mezid. Okay, but either way, if the level of the avera is not the same, so you might have thought that that's when you can't use your father's korban to be brought for your avera. But maybe if it's the same type of iser, right, father was an ovid of a zara, and you're also an ovid of a zara. Again, obviously b'shogeg, because that's why you're bringing the korban. But maybe you thought maybe you could bring the korban, right, that your father separated. So Tamal Amar, therefore the pasuk says korbano, that korbano, bekorbano, who yotze, v'enu yotze bekorbano, shalaviv, right? You can only be yotze with your korban. Yachalo yotze bekorban ovid bebehema shehevrish. Maybe you might have thought that you can only not use your father's korban if he set aside the animal specifically, if he was mafreshet. Afilu minakala minakala minachumura chamura. Right, regardless of what the level of the avera was, sharei in adam megaleach al behemas aviv benaziris, because after all, a father can't, right, use his father's animal, right, to bring as his own korban naziris. Aval, but maybe you might have thought that yotze b'mos shehifrish aviv. Maybe you thought that if father set aside money, not separated animals, but set aside money. You might have thought that nafilu min hachamura al hakala or min hakala al hachamura sharei adam megaleach al ma'os aviv benaziris, because we see that, as we mentioned, that a person can use the money that a father set aside for his naziros korbanos. A son can use that money if it's ma'os stumin. So, and as just to go on to anamal, so l'mit b'zman shein stumin, right, when they're stumin, v'lo b'zman shein mufurashim, but not when they're mufurashim. So maybe you might have thought that you can use your father's money. Tamalama, therefore the pasuk says, right, again, korbanot b'korbano yotze v'eno yotze b'korban aviv. He can't be yotze with his father's korban. Again, we have to continue this brisa tomorrow, right, until the Mishnah, but all right, that's remember that for now. We'll kind of recap this last brisa when we start tomorrow. All right, have a great day, right, depending on when you're listening to this.